Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 167, Agile Marketing. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthey.
Get ready to adapt to agile marketing. Nimble and flexible, scrum and sprint. When did marketing begin to sound more like a mashup of a ballet, a rugby match, and a track meet? With the advent of new channels, instantaneous sharing, ever-changing search engine algorithms, and constant market disruptions, that's when. Where marketers used to spend months crafting large campaigns that required high-level approval, they now have to be quick and decisive risk-takers. In a word, agile. And with that, agile marketing was born. Perhaps the most celebrated example of agile marketing is Oreo Cookies' You Can Still Dunk in the Dark tweet during Super Bowl 47's power outage. How did the company respond so deftly to an unpredictable event? Well, what appeared to be a single, pithy, perfectly timed tweet was the result of an agile strategy. The tweet didn't magically materialize from the fingertips of a marketer who was otherwise noshing on buffalo wings and pigs in a blanket. Oreo had a 15-person team, copywriters, artists, and a strategist ready to respond to whatever happened at the Super Bowl. In addition, the tweet was part of an iterative campaign. Similar tweets from Oreo played off of cultural events from the Mars rover landing to the birth of Britain's Prince George. In essence, the company adopted practices that gave its marketing team the tools and flexibility to say the right thing at the right time on the right channel. This practice, quote, demands that the company trusts its creative directors, be it agency or in-house, end quote, says Rehan Harris, digital marketing consultant at Consult NC Digital. Quote, it requires monitoring of pretty much every major event and of what people are tweeting and searching for. It also asks for marketing resources and processes to accommodate for no planning and out-of-office hours, end quote. Agile methodology has developed as marketers are pressured to produce more relevant content quickly over a variety of devices. On the surface, it may seem to be a reactive approach to market disruptions, or just a way to work faster. But when it's done right, the methodology lays the foundation for a marketing team to be ready to respond to anything. Imagine a ballerina who makes a pirouette look effortless. In reality, she's logged years of practice. Agile methodology provides a foundation to make complex work more adaptable to change and more relevant to the consumer. Quote, most chief marketing officers think of agile in terms of being nimble, being able to react quickly to the market. End quote, said Bear Hardy, associate partner of CMG Partners, a strategic marketing firm. Quote, they understand that to achieve agility requires their organization to be data-driven, customer-focused, constantly prioritizing, and quick decision-makers. They also understand that this culture needs to be supported with process. Where confusion or inconsistency sets in is around agile, the methodology, and the use of it in marketing. Agile helps reinforce the culture of agility by providing structure that drives marketers to be iterative, flexible, customer-centered, and focused on priorities of high value. End quote. To understand how we get from ballet and rugby to a sweet tweet, let's look at where the concept of agile marketing originated. Before there was agile marketing, there was agile software development. And before there was agile software development, there was the waterfall method of software development. The waterfall method is a sequential process that flows from one stage to the next, from requirement specification, to design, to implementation, to verification, and finally to maintenance. Like a waterfall, it flows in one direction, and it's a predictive process, one that predicts what will be needed down the line. There are at least two major pitfalls to the waterfall method. One, the waterfall method tends to fail like a game of telephone. The handoffs from one stage to the next can be fraught with miscommunication, resulting in a product that doesn't meet the requirements set forth in the beginning. 2. Even in a case of perfect handoffs, the development process can take so long that by the time the end stage is reached, users' needs have changed. Frustrated software developers recognized they needed a new method for project management, one that engendered more communication among people responsible for different tasks, and one that was more adaptive as requirements changed. In 2001, a group of developers announced what they termed a manifesto for agile software development, an approach that, in their words, valued individuals and interactions over processes and tools, working software over documentation, customer collaboration over contract negotiation, and response to change over following a plan. In practice, those goals were achieved through new management practices with colorful descriptions, such as scrums, this is where the rugby formation comes in, sprints, and stand-ups. A scrum in rugby is the method of restarting play with players packed closely together, heads down. Scrum, in terms of project management, is the practice of breaking down a project into a backlog of tasks, delivering on a few increments at a time, getting feedback, and adjusting the backlog accordingly. Rather than cascading stages a la the waterfall, developers have an ever-evolving backlog, explains Scott Brinker, co-founder and CTO of Ion Interactive. Quote, probably the most iconic artifact of Scrum and other agile approaches is the task board, end quote, Brinker says. Everyone can see the backlog of items to be done, ordered according to their priority. Members of the team take items off the backlog and move them into a work-in-progress column. When items are completed, they're triumphantly moved to the done column. Despite the fact that Scrum emerged from the software development world, the Scrum board or task board is often a physical board covered with sticky notes, although digital boards such as Trello are gaining in popularity. In Scrum, the backlog of tasks is often expressed in terms of user stories. For software development, these are stories told from a user perspective about a desired capability. Short work cycles of 1 to 4 weeks, where a team of developers takes on specific tasks with the goal of delivering increments of the working software, are referred to as sprints. One of the key activities within a sprint is the daily 15-minute stand-up, where team members literally stand, to keep the meeting short, and answer 3 questions. 1. What did I do yesterday? 2. What am I going to do today? And 3. Are there any impediments in my way? Quote, the goal is always to have complete transparency among the team, Brinker says. Everyone always knows who's doing what. It's easy to stay coordinated, and if an impediment comes up that's preventing forward progress, it can be identified. Other stakeholders are welcome to listen in at these stand-ups, but they don't actively participate. In the daily stand-up, the team gets in, syncs up, and gets on with their work. Any impediments or questions from other stakeholders are handled outside the meeting. End quote. Scrum isn't the only manifestation of agile methodology. Some adaptations borrow from lean manufacturing principles. The Kanban method follows the principles of visualizing workflow, limiting work in progress, and analyzing and improving the process. It uses a board similar to the Scrum board. Hybrids such as Scrumban have emerged as well. Given that marketers and software developers face some similar challenges, particularly market disruptions, it's not surprising that agile methodologies are beginning to be applied to marketing. If agile development delivers software, agile marketing delivers content, Brinker says. But a better focus, he maintains, is to think about stories along the buyer's journey. Quote, they're analogous to user stories in the agile development, he says. Buyer stories might revolve around receiving a particular piece of content to help with a certain stage of their decision process. But they also might require more interactive experiences. These are stories from the customer's perspective, although they may be written by people in marketing and sales on behalf of the customer. End quote. Like software developers, agile marketing proponents have issued their own manifestos. The details vary, but the manifestos tend to emphasize transparency, sustainability, interactivity, measurability, iterative possibilities, and relevancy. A 2012 gathering of one group of agile marketers issued this manifesto. Quote, "We are discovering better ways of creating value for our customers and for our organizations through new approaches to marketing. Through this work, we have come to value, validating learning over opinions and conventions, customer-focused collaboration over silos and hierarchy, adaptive and iterative campaigns over big bang campaigns, the process of customer discovery over static prediction, flexible versus rigid planning, responding to change over following a plan, many small experiments over a few large bets," end quote. How does a manifesto of values translate into marketing practices? Hardy of CMG Partners says that rather than hastily implementing a host of new processes, companies need to start by taking time to build an agile workplace culture. An agile culture reflects the values of the manifesto. People are cross-functional and empowered to make decisions. Teams are trusted to take initiative and experiment. Failure is acceptable as long as learning is derived from it. Work is done in short cycles of prioritize, test, and learn, and the customer is at the center of decision-making. Easier said than done. Changing a company culture is no small task. In fact, it may be one of the hardest any leader takes on. Hardy offers these tips. Be clear about goals with those inside and outside of marketing. Expect and reward experimentation and creativity as ways of work. Put in place processes that support data-driven and customer-focused decision-making. Break down silos and bring together teams that fit the goal, not the organizational chart. Be transparent about goals, progress, and support for your agile team's projects. Define governance for and empower decision-making to encourage quick action. Use short planning cycles to quickly course-correct based on market or consumer feedback. Offer your organization real-time visibility into marketing performance. Share show times that celebrate and broadcast marketing milestones and results. Identify valued behaviors and build a measurement system around them. Develop a system with built-in rewards that reinforce agility and a job well done. Be an example by being curious, learning continually, and sharing new insights. Digital brand marketer and content strategist Adria Saraceno had an advantage when she first attempted to introduce an agile culture to a team she managed at an agency. Rather than having to convince her managers that a culture shift was needed, it was her supervisor who suggested she try the approach to deal with a group of employees who tended to work independently. In addition, Saraceno's agency had a longtime client that had been successfully using agile methodology, so she used that experience to adapt a plan for her team. She says that the job of breaking down a project into tasks was easier in her situation than it would be for software development because, as a marketing agency, the firm already charged by the hour and had a good sense about how long particular tasks, such as research, writing, and editing, required. Quote, "The key is to separate the time into tasks that will take between 30 minutes and 2 hours to complete, allowing your marketers to break up their day and move from task to task among different projects or clients," she says. The new agile process resulted in working more cohesively, improved internal and external communication, identified the team's strengths and weaknesses, and increased accountability. Casting those tasks as user stories is a critical component to agile methodology. Agile marketing consultant Jim Yule uses a template that includes a persona's basic demographics and attributes, a scenario that describes why the persona is interested in the product or service, the persona's information sources, and the persona's goal or benefit related to the product or service. These should be based on real conversations with customers and data, not experience or hunches. Quote, "The goal or benefit reminds us that all good marketing should answer a single question for the customer. What's in it for me? Bad marketing focuses on the vendor's products and features rather than the benefits that accrue to the customer." Where does that validated learning, as opposed to hunches, come from? Ed Hewitt, senior manager on the industry strategy and marketing team at Adobe, says that marketers should be looking for tools that resemble boomerangs, not bullets. Tools that harness the power of agile marketing are those that expose new market trends and customer behaviors, inform preliminary conclusions, provide a single view of the customer, create robust customer profiles useful for predictive and lookalike modeling, anticipate the next action or need, deliver a unified customer experience, and enable fast testing and real-time marketing. Jason Demers, founder and CEO of Audience Blue, a Seattle-based content marketing and social media agency, outlined in the Harvard Business Review a hypothetical agile marketing strategy for the launch of a new clothing line. He prefaced the strategy by emphasizing that this was a flexible outline, not an unalterable campaign. Quote, "You still can, and should, draw on customer research, but leave room for growth," he writes. "Map out your starting point in as much detail as you wish, and then roughly outline your vision for the first few milestones in your campaign, keeping your plans tenuous and easy to adjust." Demers' hypothetical strategy used the term phases in place of sprints. It looks like this. Phase 1, completed in weeks 1 to 4, should cover announcements and initial advertising while including the following tasks. Submit press release detailing new clothing line and reinforce through social media. Go live with new clothing products and e-commerce platform and schedule the release of images and links on social profiles. Add banner to homepage, showcasing our new fleece-lined jacket, projected to be our top seller. Initiate email blast to current customers, first announcing the new product line, then introducing discounted offers in subsequent weeks. Introduce weekly articles, each highlighting a new product, and syndicate through social media. And begin Google pay-per-click campaign for new products, highlighting the fleece-lined jacket and seasonal keywords. Phase 2, completed in weeks 5 to 8, are for ad reinforcement and consumer engagement, and should focus on reaching out through other advertising channels like magazines, direct mail, and TV. Phase 3 is in weeks 9 to 12, and should be for introducing and promoting sales of new products. And finally, Phase 4 in week 13 is designed to analyze and regroup. While Phase 1 includes a detailed plan of action, a backlog of tasks that could be cast as user stories, the remaining phases are broad, allowing the company to evaluate successes and failures and make minor tweaks or major adjustments as necessary. Demers also recommends starting small, particularly if you are testing the waters of a new marketing channel and taking breaks to evaluate the effectiveness of the strategy, especially towards the end of each phase. To help determine how the strategy may take shape or be tweaked through all phases, Demers recommends these measures. Regularly visit industry news sites and stay on top of developments and consider how they could affect your marketing plans. Watch what your competitors are publishing and how well received their ideas are. Keep in close touch with your target audiences. Conduct regular user surveys and measure how existing and potential customers interact with your brand. Track behavior on your website through social sharing and in reviews and comments. How are people's priorities changing? What new tools are they using to make their lives easier? And adopt new trends early and drop them when they appear to decline in relevance. Even with that great advice, there are still challenges to an agile approach. According to the 9th Annual State of Agile Survey from Version 1 Incorporated, there are 5 key barriers to agile adoption. Number 1, the inability to change organizational culture. Number 2, not enough personnel with the necessary agile experience. Number 3, general organizational resistance to change. Number 4, pre-existing rigid/waterfall framework. And number 5, lack of manager support. Respondents to the Agile survey came from a variety of industries, with software developers representing the largest group. But Hardy agrees that agile adoption among marketing organizations faces similar challenges: complex organizational structures, cultures that prohibit quick decision-making, a lack of collaboration, slow processes, and a volume of work that causes teams to be always reacting versus working on initiatives that will drive growth. Quote, "It's hard to create a culture of agility in your organization if employees are afraid to fail or take risks, if you have cumbersome approval processes or unclear goals and objectives," Hardy says. chief marketing officers can control these within their organizations. But if the wider business isn't also focused on agility, these can be harder to control. End quote. Beyond organizational culture, agile methodology requires employees to work cross-functionally. In agile, we often talk about T-shaped people who may have deep specialization or talent in a particular area, say user interface design, but are also willing to pitch in on a wide variety of other tasks, Brinker says. In an agile team, everybody pitches in on everything. No one says, "I'm just the UI person, so don't bother me until you have some UI for me to do." Adopting agile methodology isn't easy, especially if it requires a wholesale shift in organizational culture. But as market forces experience their own wholesale disruptions, again and again, agile methodology may be the solution to staying ahead of those disruptions. The top three reasons cited in the State of Agile survey for adopting agile practices were to accelerate product delivery, to enhance the ability to manage changing priorities, and to increase productivity. Hardy identifies these upsides to the hard work of introducing agile into the marketing workflow. Number one, business performance. Marketers who have adopted agile are seeing increased business performance due to faster delivery, enhanced focus on the things that matter, and greater productivity from their teams, Hardy says. Number two, employee satisfaction. Perhaps the most unexpected benefit of marketing agility is employees working in agile environments report a greater overall sense of satisfaction and pride in their work due to feeling more empowered, greater clarity in how their role impacts the business, and more collaborative work environment, she says. And number three, adaptability. Marketers are better equipped to handle marketplace challenges and opportunities, having built flexibility into their business operations, Hardy says. This is positioning marketing leaders to deliver sustainable growth for their companies. One final benefit to agile methodology is failure, as long as it results in learning that leads to big wins. Agile strategy is all about doing small experiments, learning from those experiments, and adapting. Corey Aradon of HubSpot Inc. recalls that when Pinterest started gaining traction, the agile marketing team at HubSpot experimented with it, not knowing whether it would catch on. As we all know, Pinterest became a social media phenomenon, and HubSpot was prepared to offer helpful tips. Aradon says, quote, "Wins happen for agile marketers all the time because they are used to learning quickly and aren't afraid of failure, because working on a day-to-day basis to achieve your larger goals helps you bounce back from your flops in record time with minimal resources squandered during the pursuit." Most companies today don't have the time or resources to risk a Big Bang-style campaign that could fail, either because the message or medium or timing was off. On the other hand, small, quick, agile experiments initiated in a culture that supports risk-taking and collaboration and keeps customer desires and validated learning at the forefront can offer high value, even if the result is more learning and adaptation rather than a tweet that goes viral beyond their imagination. Brinker adds, "It's reached a point where we need to step back from chasing fixes for the latest disruption du jour. Instead, we need to consider ways we can make our organizations more adaptive to change in general. To change how we think about change, so that when the next new thing explodes, maybe next week, we're better able to capitalize on it."
Thanks for listening to this podcast on agile marketing. Keep on the lookout for our next podcast, How to Start a Business. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.